Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time. Good Wednesday to you as we continue on SportsMap Radio. All right, so let's get to the good of the day.
The good of the day. Jim Leland is a Hall of Famer.
That's good. I like Jim Leland.
I like Jim Leland. You know, manager for what? The Tigers, Pirates, Marlins.
Marlins.
I'm skipping one. I'm forgetting one.
He's bounced around.
Bounced around a lot of places, but very successful. Always good where he went. You know, got his team into the postseason a lot of the times.
Manager of the Rockies.
Okay, maybe that was the fourth one that I was trying to think of. Famous video, viral video that was going around over the weekend. Him just chewing out. Ripping a new one into Barry Bonds.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool
pre-roid Barry Bonds, I should
say. That was like a 90s Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Early 90s, when they were good.
Pretty much telling them, I don't care who you are.
Right. Exactly. Who your dad is.
Yeah, or exactly.
That's basically it.
And probably the last manager to, smoke in the dugout?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was probably the last one. Smoked like a chimney, by the way. He smoked a ton. He was pretty wild.
Yeah. I mean, imagine today. He would be ostracized, kicked out of the league. I mean, he would be shamed to no extent, right?
Oh, yeah. Without doubt. Yeah. Yeah, you can't smoke now.
Yeah. I think the only group that still does are Italian soccer coaches.
I know. Smokers used to have a big benefit in life. If you were young and worked in a restaurant, like there was, you could leave to smoke cigarettes. You could leave your shift and go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
But if you didn't smoke and you went to your manager and said, can I take time off to just go chew some gum in the back hallway?
No.
They'd go, no, you can't. Like, so if I lit up a tobacco stick, that wouldn't be a problem. But I'd be able to do that. But because I don't do that, I can't take a 15-minute break. Like, no, you got to understand, yeah. So.
Sympathy. Sympathy, you know.
Exactly. That was Jim Leland. So, Jim Leland smoked like a chimney, but yeah.
Yep. I wonder if his bust will have that, or the plaque.
He was the manager of the Marlins when they won the World Series.
Yes, he was.
In 1997. So, yeah, good for him. Going to the Hall of Fame.
Going to the Hall of Fame.
Well done, Jim Leland. What took so long? Was this his first year of eligibility?
No, he was selected by Contemporary Baseball Era Committee.
Okay, I got it.
So this is the committee that last year could have voted in Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens.
Right, right.
So, and it's weird how they do it. It's like every 2 years they'll vote for a player.
I do not have a vote in this. Like, I don't have a vote for the Heisman, but that's okay. You know, no, I'm not complaining or anything, but the baseball writers, they only vote for players, right? There's no managers on their
baseball
ballot,
writers.
Right?
Yeah. They only vote for players.
So if you're a manager, you have to go in another way. You have to go in kind of this way or other.
There's always
other
through like the
ways.
Senior way.
Okay.
And that this one, like that's a new committee. And I think there's a platform. It's like player, manager, executive, player, yeah. manager, or player, manager, executive, you know, something where it's all mixed up. But every once in a while, they do get to vote for a player.
Well done. Well done, Jim Leland, and well done, baseball, for putting Leland in the Hall of Fame. Well done. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is not really a bad. The only reason why it's a bad, because I don't have one in my area, or I need to get to Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay, Cedar. You need to go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
And you will, and you do too, Tony.
Can't wait to find out. Okay.
So there is a golf bar there called X Golf, and they held a promotion. Pour until Iowa scores.
Oh, that's awesome. Right now they're continuing to pour?
Well, we don't know what their next promotion is, but for the Big Ten Championship, all those who rented or who booked a golf simulator bay, which obviously you and I would have, right?
Yeah, I like those.
You would have been given free draft beer. God, I can't speak right now. Free draft beer until Iowa scored during the Big Ten Championship.
Okay,
So you got free beer the entire time you were in that
outfit. So why do we go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
Because they're only going to do it in Iowa. They were not going to do it in Nashville.
No. But what is going on right now? You said we have to go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
They're
going to
do.
So when I go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, what benefit do I get today?
Well, not today. When you go, okay. You have to go.
So
New Year's
why would
Day.
I go to? So I go to New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, because okay, they're gonna hold a similar promotion or something.
Oh, I got
better.
You. Okay, so because I was thinking that with the Michigan game, that's over.
Yeah,
and they went, oh, man, we kept pouring until they score. We went 3+ hours without them scoring, so we lost out. But now they got another game coming up against who they're playing against?
Tennessee,
that's right.
And the Citrus Bowl.
And so Tennessee's defense is not that great, but they still don't score a lot of points. So they're going to do this one more time?
They're going to do this
one
more time.
Or did they learn their lesson from the Big Ten?
No, because they didn't really lose out too badly. I guess they put it in the area of like $500 to $1,000, which is not bad.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's fine.
Because the way the contest worked was the contest ended either at the end of the game, if you left, or if your rental period for the simulator bay ended. So you only got to drink during a certain amount of time.
I got you. Okay.
So, but they still made money because you got to rent the bay. And if you decided to keep staying through the entire game, you just kept re-renting the bay.
Yeah, those bays are fun.
Yeah.
Those bays are fun. So, all right. Well, you know what? January 1st.
January 1st. What are we doing?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
We go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
Go to Cedar Rapids and just drink beer until Iowa scores.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it may be a quick trip, or, you know, if we get another Big Ten championship, we could have a great time for 3 hours.
That's really cool.
And, you know, walk away saying, God, we only spent money on the bay. And, yes, we did enjoy hitting golf balls for three.
I don't know.
We might be really sore.
That's right.
I wonder if Advil comes with that.
Probably. All right, what is the dumb of the day then?
The dumb of the day is, you're going to love this one. David Carr may have the boldest take of the 2023.
Mr. David Carr of the New Orleans Saints?
No, that's Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. I'm sorry.
David Carr. His older brother.
Oh, I thought when you said I would like it, I have no problems with David Carr.
Okay, well, no, but you're going to like this bold take that he had.
If you're Nick Sirianni, this is the type of decision and conversation you have to have if you have a big picture mentality. And I think you can have that conversation, honestly, with Jalen. And if you set him down, that's all Jalen talks about is the end result and getting to the Super Bowl and winning that thing. The best way we can do it, they didn't run the football at all with him.
They did. That's not it, man.
That's not the winning edge. Put Marcus in there. Win a couple games.
Yeah.
Maybe you have the number one seed still. You might have it. I'd say he's probably better at playing quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh!
Right now, he would be more productive.
Hey. Oh, God. this kind of stuff makes me sick.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
So if you didn't catch
we're
that.
We're never going in another direction.
If you didn't catch that, David Carr is suggesting that Nick Sirianni bench Jalen Hurts for Marcus Mariota.
Because he wants a running quarterback.
Yeah.
Because he wants Jalen. Jalen Hurts can run. If I'm getting this quote correct, Jalen Hurts is not running.
Enough.
Marcus Mariota can run, and therefore that's their best way of winning a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Or just getting
to the Super Bowl. And then once you get there, you put Jalen back in.
So basically what David Carr is saying is that Nick Sirianni should sit Jalen Hurts down and say, we're going to go in this direction. How do you like this? You won't be participating in any of the important games that matter to the end of the regular season that affect seeding.
Yeah.
Heck, you're not even going to play in the playoffs. But if we get to Super Bowl 58, you'll start.
Maybe the playoffs.
Am I reading that quote right?
Start Sunday night. Why have Jalen go up against the Cowboys? It's a meaningless game, Tony. It's a meaningless game this Sunday.
But that's not his angle. Is his angle that these are meaningless games for them?
No. Well, his angle is not that.
This is the best way to get them to win.
Is Jalen isn't producing the way he should be producing.
Right. So David Carr's point isn't, okay, because I want to make this clear. I know that was a joke,
but I
want to make this clear.
You weren't being sarcastic,
but I want to make this clear. He's not suggesting that the Eagles are in the driver's seat and rest Jalen Hurts.
Right.
That's not the angle he's taking. He's saying Jalen Hurts is not playing the way I think he should be playing. Therefore, Marcus Mariota would be a better quarterback in the stretch run of the season to give the Eagles exactly what they want.
It gives them a better chance of securing that number one seed.
Right. Marcus Mariota playing instead of Jalen Hurts.
I mean, you know, to his credit.
This man, what was he on? Is he employed by this media company or was he a guest?
No, I think he's a part of that panel.
Where
I
did
gotta,
he, where, what panel was he on?
I panel is that on.
Okay, we got to figure out where that comes from. Because this man cashed a check for this level of thought and this level of, this is what I was talking about earlier. I was talking about this earlier about how we've just accepted as a sports society that you can be successful depending on how much money you bring in. You can dismiss a 13-0 conference champion because of the television program that the other guy could produce. And now we're getting people on TV shows and paying money to deliver nonsense, but because it's different nonsense, that's worth the attention is worth it. That's where we're at now. Let's pay for stupidity as long as people point out the stupidity in large numbers. That's what we're doing these days. It's why be prepared at all? Like, why not just come over and spout nonsense?